Despite the soft economy and the financial effects of September 11th, movie box office revenues ended last year with record numbers, topping the $8 billion mark for the first time. An even bigger surprise was the video and computer games industry, which reported more than $9 billion in retail sales last year. Along with the unexpected growth, the sales figures also show an increase in popularity of more mature and more violent games. Spokane Public Radio's Marty Demarest reports.
There's no doubt anymore that the video game industry has come of age. It's moved a long way from when the Japanese company Nintendo first introduced American audiences to its popular family game, Super Mario Bros., in 1985. Nintendo's still in the industry, now joined by Sony, whose PlayStation 2 accounted for more than half of the industry's retail activity last year, and Microsoft, which introduced the Xbox just before the holidays. Microsoft sold slightly more of its machines than Nintendo's newest offering, the GameCube, but Nintendo also had a strong showing, helped in large part by the newest incarnation of its popular handheld system, the Game Boy Advance. Nintendo also published 3 of the 10 best-selling video games of the year, more than any other single company. Vice President of Corporate Communications for Nintendo, Perrin Kaplan, says that the company has maintained its success in the industry for so long by focusing primarily on the creation of games that are rated E, standing for games that are considered appropriate for everyone, as opposed to teen-rated and mature-rated games.
We do have some M-rated games and some T-rated games. They do very well, but one of those categories will never make up for the huge share that the E category owns.
While that's been true in past years, last year several titles with mature and teen ratings moved on to the 10 bestseller list. This development and the industry's explosive growth has already attracted increased attention from lawmakers, who were sharply critical of both the video games industry and its marketing techniques in the past. The industry has dodged some of the criticism it receives because of the lack of research exploring the effects of violent video games on children. As recently as last January, the U.S. Surgeon General released a report that stated the impact of video games on violent behavior remains to be determined. But as more studies on the relatively new medium are published, researchers such as Dr. David Walsh of the National Institute on Media and the Family are claiming that exposure to violent games can not only lead to an increase in aggressive tendencies in children, but an establishment of aggression as well.
There was a significant finding that was revealed within this past year.
Dr. Walsh is referring to a recent study he presented at the International Meeting of the Society for Research in Child Development last year. The study measured levels of hostility in children prior to exposure to violent games.
Not surprisingly, the hostile or angry kids who play a lot of violent video games display the most violence in real life. But then after that, what we found is that the kids who are low in hostility by psychological measure, but yet play a lot of violent video games, were more aggressive and violent in real life than the highly angry kids who didn't play violent video games.
For its part, the industry says that studies like Dr. Walsh's aren't conclusive evidence that games lead to violent acts. It notes that in the years that the video game industry has grown the most, incidents of youth violence in the United States have fallen dramatically. The industry also observes that ultimate responsibility for what reaches children must lie with the consumers themselves, who are often parents. Nintendo's Perrin Kaplan.
If their kid wants a certain game, they go ahead and buy it to make them happy. And we go to great lengths to make sure that there are ratings on the boxes, and then we educate and show screenshots and do whatever we can to make sure the consumer is buying a product that they want their kids to play.
Still, Washington State and Georgia legislators are considering bills that would make the sale of mature games to younger consumers illegal. The rating system that is currently in place is voluntary, and there are currently no restrictions on how stores market or sell their games. For National Public Radio, I'm Marty Demarest in Spokane, Washington.